domestic violence has reportedly increased in the last 4 years. While there is no official record of the exact number of cases, the unprecedented figures recorded by NGOs come at a time Lebanon when is crumbling under a severe economic crisis which plunged the majority of the population into poverty. One thing is certain though, women are more frequently reporting domestic abuse. The National Commission for Lebanese Women published a recent report by the ISF stating that 75 cases of physical violence, 2 cases of sexual violence and 9 psychological abuse cases have been reported to the ISF's hotline, 1745, in August alone. The offender's status comes as follows: 44 cases from the victim's husbands, 20 from the fathers, 1 from the mother, 13 from the siblings and 8 cases from others. MP Inaya Ezzedine, chair of the Woman and Child Parliamentary Committee, underlined that cases of violence have been on the rise due to pressure that women are facing under the current difficult circumstances. In an interview with This Is Beirut, Ezzedine noted that Domestic Violence Law No. 204 of 2020 has been amended to reinforce the protection system and increase penalties. However, she added, like all laws related to women in society, they are not enough. Furthermore, Ezzedine stressed that for the law to be enforced, victims should report domestic violence to the concerned judicial and security authorities. Social, media and religious support are also needed to enforce the law. She stressed that religious authorities should play a role in educating, promoting and encouraging settlement of family conflicts through dialogue. What we lack is not just laws, but the implementation of these laws, Ezzedine said, pointing out that the slow pace of judicial procedures allows these cases to escalate before sufficient deterrence can be provided. MP Mark Dow told This Is Beirut that every time societies go through economic and financial crises along with social problems, the weakest link always bears the brunt more than others, suffering harm and abuse. In such cases, those affected are often children and women. Therefore, strict enforcement of the law is crucial in order to apprehend perpetrators. We have seen legal proceedings in some cases that have not resulted in tougher penalties for husbands who have committed murder, assault, or even planned to kill their wives, he said. Dow denounced political and religious interferences in domestic violence cases. In some cases, religious concepts are misinterpreted, resulting in inadequate protection for women, he said, stressing the need to provide a clearer explanation to ensure necessary protection for women in society. Layla Hamden, senior response program lead at ABAD, revealed that in 2020, 1313 cases were reported to the NGO compared to 1624 cases in 2021 and 1538 cases in 2022. In 2023, the number of recorded cases has so far reached 495, with the total being 4972 in the last 4 years. One positive thing, Hamden noted, is that women are reporting the abuse more frequently. Still, in some societies, abused women are often told to stay silent and play down domestic abuse to avoid scandal. A judicial source contacted by This Is Beirut emphasized that the problem does not lie in the law, but rather in the individuals. It depends on how courageous a woman can be, the source said. The judges who apply the law are diligent, however, the fear of abused women outweighs political and religious interference. Women are afraid of the predators who are often very violent, so they often succumb to their fears, the source added.